Jimmy Allen and Speed Robertson are nearing the latter stages of their stunt flying for the movies. They have been busy on the thrilling climax of the air picture Coffin Nails, a gigantic night flying scene. Sensational events have occurred. Baloo landed his ship and made the startling announcement that Harry Phelps, flying with him, fell from the plane when it was on its back. Roy Phelps immediately accused Baloo of murdering his father. Sandy Carson, ex-government intelligence officer, revealed that Baloo was a trusted spy for the United States during the war. But Reginald Ramsey, British combat ace, who has vainly tried to remember where he has seen Baloo before, suddenly recalled the time and the place. He made the startling revelation that Baloo had been a spy in the pay of Germany at the same time. Ramsey is certain Baloo is aware of his recognition, and in the face of that fact, Speed warned his pilots to be on their guard. It is now the same evening, over an hour later. Jimmy and Speed are in their room at the pilot's quarters.
Gee, Speed, I wish we could have finished these night flying sequences while we were up.
Yeah, so do I, Jim.
What about Baloo?
Well, the sheriff's waiting out here now. As soon as we get through flying, he's going to arrest Baloo.
On what charge?
Milliken has sworn out a warrant for his arrest for plagiarism. That manuscript you and Roy found is sufficient evidence.
Well, that's good. But what about Harry Phelps?
Well, Jim, I don't know what we can do about that. Baloo maintains, of course, it was an accident. And it's pretty hard to prove anything different. Nothing but circumstantial evidence. And the thing looks bad, but Dr. Parker and the sheriff both examined Harry's body, and they agree that no jury would convict Baloo on the kind of evidence we have.
Well, what about that bruise on the back of his head?
In my mind, that's the most suspicious bit of evidence against Baloo. But the sheriff and Dr. Parker both maintain it'd be difficult to prove the bruise had not been received in his fall.
Hmm. I suppose he could have got a blow like that if his head had struck under the under edge of the cockpit when he fell out.
Yeah, exactly. No, unless some further evidence comes to light, I don't think there's a chance of making a case against Baloo. As far as I'm concerned, I'm sure I know what happened. Proving it is something else.
Well, look, Speed, how do you have it doped out?
Well, just this. In some way or other, Baloo hit Harry over the back of the head with a heavy instrument, knocking him out cold. Then he unfastened Harry's safety belt and took off. Harry was slumped over in the cockpit, and that's why we couldn't see anybody in a seat. And the rest happened just as Baloo said. Well, he waited for an opportunity when he was off by himself, rolled the ship over on its back, and waited while Harry fell out.
But I thought you said Harry's chute was partly open.
It was. And this is the way I figure that. As Harry fell, a rush of cold air revived him. He suddenly realized what was happening and pulled his ripcord, but it was too late.
Oh, that no good, Baloo. Speed, how did Roy take it?
Well, he took it a lot better than I expected, Jim. He took it like a man.
I don't think Roy expected anything else.
No, in some strange manner or other, Roy knew that his dad was dead.
Where's Roy now?
He went to his room. I told him I wouldn't expect him to do any more flying, but he insists on going up with the rest of us to complete the job. You know, I'm going to get Ramsey to make a sworn statement of his knowledge concerning Baloo's activity as a spy for Germany. Then I'm going to give the whole business to the newspapers. I'll guarantee you this. That'll be the most sensational story of the year. That publicity will ruin Baloo. This country will be too hot for him, I can tell you that. And in addition, he'll be a marked man no matter where he goes in the world.
Oh, gee, Speed, you're right. A punishment like that would be worse than death.
Yeah, absolutely. But don't forget this, Jim. Baloo knows now that Ramsey has told us what Baloo was. I could tell it by the way Baloo looked at you and me when we all came down a little while ago. There's more flying to do tonight, so we've got to watch ourselves carefully. I have a hunch Baloo is out to get you, myself, Ramsey, and Roy, if he possibly can.
You're certainly right there. Did you see the scrap he and Roy had in that last dogfight?
I didn't skip it, and that's one reason I'd rather not have Roy do any more flying. The kid's improved a lot, but, my golly, Baloo's got too much experience for him.
Baloo and Ramsey had a scrap, too.
Yeah, I saw that, but I'm not worried about Reggie. He can take care of himself. Roy's a different proposition. Frankly, I'm worried about him.
If you're right, Speed, we'd better watch our step, too. Don't forget, we're flying a P-61, that Black Widow.
Yeah, I know. I'll tell you what I've done, just in case of an emergency.
What, Speed?
All those machine guns in that 61. They're supposed to have nothing but tracers and blanks in the belts. But instead of the blanks in one of the belts, I've substituted real bullets. I don't trust Baloo at all. He might have thought of doing something like that with his guns. Come in. Now, come on in, Roy.
Thanks, Speed. Roy, I don't know what to say to you, but you know how I feel.
Of course I do, Jim. I feel that both you and Mr. Robertson are the best friends Dad and I ever had. Of course I know how you both feel. But I have come to see you both about something else. Here, this is something I want you to read.
What is it, Roy?
It's a letter written several years ago by my father. I found it among his effects. Here, Speed, read what it says on the envelope.
And to my son, Roy Phelps. This letter to be opened only upon my death or disappearance. Signed, Harry Phelps. You've read this letter, Roy. I see it's been opened.
Yes, I have, Mr. Robertson. But I want you to read it. In fact, it's very important that you should.
All right, Roy, if you wish me to, I will. My dear son, if I should disappear or be killed under mysterious circumstances, you are to read this letter and then take it to the proper authorities. While I was in Europe during the war, I discovered by accident that an American flyer, T.W. Ballou, was actually a spy in the pay of the Nazis. A squadron mate of mine, Tom Schofield, shared this knowledge also. But before we had a chance to unmask Ballou, Schofield was mysteriously brought down in flames over Germany. Later, I discovered that Ballou shot him down. Ballou knew I possessed this knowledge. He came to me. He threatened my life if I revealed it. And moreover, he swore that he would see that you and your mother were killed in America. He said he had underworld friends in the States, whom he had already advised to go ahead if anything happened to him. I loved you and your mother more than anything else in the world. I was weak. I promised. And I have suffered agonies for it ever since. I think I lost my self-respect that moment and have never regained it. Your loving father, Harry Phelps.
I can understand many things now that I couldn't before.
Yes, I can also. It's difficult for me to understand a situation like that, but I've never had a wife or a son. I guess you never know what you're going to do until you're faced with something like this. Who's there?
Mr. Stewart says he's ready for that flying now.
Okay, Tom will be right out. Now listen, Roy, don't you think you better stay on the ground? Frankly, I'd rather not have you do any flying. I mean, you've been through a frightful strain. You've taken it on the chin like a man, but I think you'd better call it quits now and rest. Why don't you try to get some sleep?
No, Mr. Robertson, I couldn't sleep. I crave action. I'll feel a lot better up in one of those MEs following Ramsey. Oh, I know what you're worried about, Speed. You're afraid Ballou will get me.
Well, to tell the truth, Roy, I am. Moreover, I feel confident that Ballou's out to get the rest of us, too. If you stay on the ground, at least I'll know you're safe.
I couldn't think of it. I want to be up there with you and Jim and Ramsey and the rest of the boys. Tonight is my night. I'll be all right. I know I will. Something tells me that I'll be a match for Ballou.
Okay, Roy. I believe it. All right, come on, boys. Let's get to our ships.
Right.
Yeah, you bet, Pete.
We ought to be about right here, Speed.
How high are we?
11,000 feet. These clouds are almost solid beneath us, and the moon's directly above.
Well, wait a second now. Let me see where everybody else is. Well, there's Stewart's camera ship way up above us and to the left. He's in the right position. Now, let's see about the others.
The 51s and 47s are right back and above us.
What about Reggie and his 109s? I saw him a few minutes ago, but I don't see him now.
Well, they're about 3,000 feet above at 3 o'clock, Speed. See them up there?
Yep, so they are. Well, everybody seems to be in a proper position. Flash your running lights to signal them.
Okay.
And there comes the answer from stewardship. We're all set.
Boy, look at Ramsey. Bring those MEs down. They're in almost a vertical dive.
Yeah, it won't take them long to get within firing range at that rate. Are your guns all ready?
I'll fire a burst and see, Speed. Yeah, they're okay.
I'll try mine. Okay.
Now, don't forget you've got real bullets in one of those guns.
I won't.
Boy, here's Reggie at his 109. Look at him go by.
And here come Ballou and the 51s.
Hey, Ballou isn't going after the 109s. He's headed straight for us.
Now, by George, you're right, Jim. Now, watch it. You remember what I told you about Ballou?
Okay. As soon as he gets within firing range, I'll pull up in a steep turn.
That's the stuff, kid. I don't trust him a second. Now, watch it now. Pull up. Here he comes.
Oh, I waited too long to turn, Speed.
Now, listen, Jim, watch yourself.
What's the matter?
And did you hear that splintering?
No.
Ballou's not using blanks. He's using real bullets. Now, keep out of his line of fire if you possibly can. In the meantime, I'm going to give him a taste of his own medicine.
got real bullets in his gun.
Come on, head for him, Jim. I'm going to break this up right now.
Oh, Speed. One of the other 109s is on Baloo's tail. Looks like Ramsey.
Reggie will take care of him. Don't worry about that. The only thing is, if either he or Roy makes one slip, it'll be their finish.
I think Baloo sees Ramsey, Speed. He's banking around.
There he goes up in a steep turn, and Roy's coming after him.
He's making Baloo stall out.
Look at Roy come. Oh, turn aside, Roy, quick before it's too late.
Speed, they're going to hit.
Oh, great Scott, they have hit. Roy's crop chewed right into Baloo's cockpit.
What will be the outcome of this spectacular air duel? For the answer, tune in for the next episode of The Air Adventures of Jimmy Allen.